Today's shiur in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Tes Zayin Omid Beis, and we begin a brand new siman in Hilchos Tzitzis, Siman Tes. Sif Aleph begins with the Mechaber saying, Ein chayev b'tzitzis min haTorah ela beged pishtim o shel tzemer rechelim. The only garments that one has to put tzitzis on, midaraisa, from the Torah, are those garments that are made either out of pishtim, which is flax, linen, o shel tzemer rechelim, or that comes from the wool of sheep. However, avol big day sh'ar meaning any other type of a beged according to the Mechaber, other than linen, which is made from flax, as I said, or the wool that comes from a sheep, not from other animals, is not chayev, ein chayovim b'tzitzis elam d'rabbanan. Do not have a Torah-driven command to have tzitzis put on them, but the rabbis instituted that all of these garments, we'll see which ones are included, have a rabbinical precept over here to put tzitzis on them. Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph writes, Kidetoni Devei Rabbi Shmuel. This is based upon a brisa that was taught in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, the Alfinum Minigoyim, the Parat Bar Kosov Tzemeru Pishtin, that we learn out this din by tzitzis from a din in Negoyim that talked specifically about a nega, a type of lesion, a metaphysical lesion that the Torah speaks about that occurs in clothing, only in Beged Tzemeru Pishtin. And there, Af Komokum, the Sif Beged. And therefore, we learn out there through Gzeir Shavah that anytime it says beged, hakavona mitzamer upishtim, that it means only garments that are made from either wool or from linen. And this is really the psak of the Rif and the Rambam that the Mechaber follows. Why not other species? So in Siv Katan Beis, the Mishneh Berurah says that this is only talking about sheep, either from a male or a female sheep. Elim Zucharim are also included as well, not only the female sheep. Avol Sha'ar Kol Haminim, all other species, Kigon Semer Gmalim, the wool from a camel, Venotza Shalizim, or the wool or the fluff from a goat, the hashirim, I believe he's talking here about silk, the tzemer anovim, or the fur of a rabbit, the chayin kanbus, or cotton, the cholkiai gavna, or any other material like these, enum bechlal tzemer ufishtim, doesn't have the halachic status min haTorah of being called tzemer ufishtim, the enon chayovim b'tzitzis rak midrabbanan. The Mechaber holds, as explained by the Mishneh Berurah here, that they are not chayiv on a deraisa level, only on a derabbanan level. In the Halacha Berurah, he explains the reasoning is that Mishum Shadavka Tzemer Rechelim O Elim, the wool from either a male or a female sheep, is called wool. Tzemer Stam. Below Shem Levi, without any other name attached to it. But the Tzemer of Gemalim, for example, is always known as Tzemer Gemalim. You wouldn't say wool alone when you're dealing with camel wool. You'd always say camel's wool, etc. for the other animals as well. The Mishneh Berurah continues and adds, the Tzemer Rochel Bas Eis, if you have a sheep wool where the mother was a goat, Kosav, Beis Yosef, Ditzamra, Gamken Lo Choshev Tzemer, this hybrid or this mixed breed animal, even though the father was of the same species, a sheep, but the mother was from the goat family, Lo Heve El Kishar Minim. This wool that is produced from this hybrid is not considered wool of a sheep, is considered like wool from other animals. The Chazon Ish points out in Dirshu note number 1, Shekol Shnishtane Pam Achas, Kol Hadoros Chashuvim Kinidme. No matter how far back you go, if you know that the grandmother was not of the same species over here, even though right now you have a sheep, Ein Dinam Kitzemer Elekishar Minim. You don't consider this type of wool as wool from a sheep, it's considered wool from other animals. In the Bir Halacha, he brings down a Primogodim, who he doesn't understand, and he looks at it in wonderment. He writes, the Prima Godim says, Shekoshav bipshitus dafilu tzemer rochel bas rochel. Even if the mother is the same species, a sheep, as the child where you're getting the wool from, af shavi o hayotayish, even though the father over here is a goat, gam kein mikre tzemer anishtanet. That's also a hybrid. It's not only if the mothers are different, but even if the fathers are different, and we don't consider over here that there are many that hold that paternity by an animal doesn't exist. So therefore, you would say that this is a maternal sheep, and therefore a maternal child, and it's definitely sheep wool. So the Prima Gavim says we don't say that. But the Mishneh Berurah says, v'lo eida minayin lozeh. He says, I don't know where the Prima Gavim got this from. In my opinion, lani is dati, he writes in the Bir Halacha, nira bora kehevcho. I disagree with that. However, in Dirshu Dote 8, the Das of the Chazon Ish is like the Prima Godim, and he explains because it's actually worse based upon a Gemara, and this is Kilayim rather than just a Nidmeh, and therefore it's actually worse. Nevertheless, the Bir Halacha says, Ulai ezato sofer yesh bedvarav, regarding the Psak of the Prima Godim. Back to the Mishnah Berurah himself in Sifkotin Beis, he continues and says, Umimele, hu adin, de b'chol elu im osa mehen tzitzis, kol echad mehen eino poter ela bimino. He says, if you are going to make tzitzis from some other garment, you must be careful to use the same material that you made the garment out of to make the tzitzis out of. Mishnah Berurah then continues, says, if tzemer ruchelim o pishton sheterofon bisharminin, if you have a mixture of either the wool from a sheep or linen that's mixed with another material that's not chayiv, so he says, as linen basaruba, you go after the majority of the material, whichever one is the majority, that determines what its status is. Ima rov hu mitzemer upishtim, if the rov is either the wool or the linen, then chayiv min haTorah, then it's obligated to have tzitzis on it min haTorah. V'imlav mi derabbanan, but if not, then it's only yechiv derabbanan. V'davka im terofon v'tovon v'osa mihen beged, that's only if you made it into a beged in the normal way. Avol im hashesi mitzemer, o mipishtin, v'ha'erev misha'ar minin o ifcha, ein chayiv l'deezu rak midirabonon, afilum huruba mitzemer mipishtin. The shesi o erev l'chud lo choshev beged. That was a mouthful. What is he saying over here? It says if they're intertwined in a way that it's like a real woven garment, you have some of the vertical threads and some of the horizontal threads are from each one, so then you look at it the majority. But if all of the threads are vertical or of one material, and all of the threads are horizontal from the other material, then it's not considered a woven garment that would be chayiv min d'oraisa, even if the majority of it is from tzemer or pishtim. And in terms of what type of tzitzis, the fringes, you should actually put on such a garment, that we'll talk about later on in Sivkot and Yud Gimel. I hope that was clear. I'll just repeat it quickly. Vertical threads are made out of wool, and all of the horizontal threads are made out of another material, let's say cotton, so then that would not be considered a mixture d'oraisa, even if the majority of the material actually was made out of wool. In Sivkot and Gimel, Mishnah Berurah comments on the statement of the Mechaber who says that the other materials are chayev on a derabbanan level. He adds, however, the tzorech levarich al mitzvah shehim midirabbanan gam kein. Don't think for a second that you don't make a bracha. You do make the bracha, even though it's only an obligation midirabbanan. And then he brings down three important nafkaminas between whether you say something is chayev on a daraisa level or on a derabbanan level. Aleph. One should preferably wear a beged that he will be yotze on a Torah level rather than on a derabbanan level. Number two, in this ariv lo tzitzis tevuyin lishmon bishelo lishmon the ein lo tzitzis acherim. If a person has in front of him a garment, he's not sure if the tzitzis were flexed, if the tzitzis themselves were made lishmon for the purpose of the mitzvah, which is a requirement that we'll learn later on. Or, alternatively, yesh lo sofek al habeget im uchai b'tzitzis, or it's a type of garment that you're not sure if you should or should not wear tzitzis. So, if it's a garment that is only derabbanon in both of these cases, imhum derabbanon, sveka derabbanon lekula, then as sofek derabbanon, we go lekula, wouldn't make a bracha. And thirdly, imhu yoshev b'tzibur, v'nifsak echo mitzitziosav b'chol, if you were sort of a public area, and the tzitzis somehow became pasul, if it's a din derabbanon, only obligated on a derabbanon level, yesh lomar kovod habrios doche derabbanon. You wouldn't have to take off your shirt in public because kovod habrios, the respect for human dignity, would trump over here the mitzvah derabbanon. The einu mechuyev tekel lifshol tali, so you wouldn't have to go and immediately take off your shirt. However, of course, you should as quickly as possible get to a private place and take off the shirt because now you'd be wearing a garment, a four-cornered garment that doesn't have tzitzis on it. He points out as well there are many other nafkaminas, and he says, look into Prima Godim, which we don't have time right now to get through. Dirshu note 2 brings down the Shelus HaTshuvas Oneg Yontiv, who asks, why don't we say Bitul Barov over here if some of the tzitzis is possibly made without being lishmon? Why don't we say that as long as the majority of the tzitzis is made lishma, so then that should be Bitul Barov, the part that is not lishmon, woven for the purpose of tzitzis? He explains that a dover hamechuser meiser, something that is lacking something done to it, cannot be batel berov. Dirshu note number 3, he brings down the das of harbe min ha'achronim, sha'af ha'lovesh talis ha'mechuyeves b'tzitzis midoraisa enu chayv l'poshto. If a person would be publicly embarrassed, a great public embarrassment, genai godol, if he was wearing, let's say, a suit and the pants were a four-cornered garment of some sort, and he had to take them off because the tzitzis now were not kosher, it would be a tremendous embarrassment for him. So even if the garment that he was wearing would be chayiv on a deraisa level, shevi al tase would apply over here for kovod habrios. Certainly, again, here he should get home as fast as possible, get out of the public area, and take off those pants as fast as possible. The Ramah now comes down with a major important kul, which we'll spend the rest of the shir on. V'yeish omrin, the Ramah says, the kul hu chayovim mid'araisa. The Ramah says that all of the garments that we've talked about, not only the tzemer u'pishtim, but all of the other types of garments that a person wears that are woven, as we'll see, all are required to have tzitzis put on them mid'araisa. And the Ramah then says, v'hochi hilchasa. He says, this is the way we paskin, and it's based upon the psak of Tosos, the Rosh, the Smag, and the Mordechai. So we have here a fundamental machlokas between the Mechaber, holdly like the Rif and the Rambam, versus the Ramah, who holds like Tosos, the Rosh, the Smag, and the Mordechai. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet says, we paskin like this opinion over here of the Ramah, Kirava, as the Gemara brings down the Rava, Rami, Rava, question, the comparison that we made before, that the Mechaber brought down from the Gemara in Menachos regarding Negoyim. The question there in the Gemara, Kesiv al tzitzis hakanof, it says there, you put tzitzis on the corner of your garment, mashma min kanof. What does that mean? Perush, afilu eino shel tzemer ufishtim. It doesn't have to be made out of wool or linen in order to be a requirement for tzitzis. Mikol mokum you had tzitzis mimin habeged. That is coming to teach us that the tzitzis of the garment should be the same material as the garment. What does that mean? And the whole diuk over here that he brings down from these psukim is that wool and linen tzitzis, fringes made of those materials, can pater any garment. However, sha'ar minim b'minon potrin. But if you have, for example, a cotton garment, so then cotton fringes would be able to pater the cotton garment. Shelo b'minon ain potrin. But if you used anything other than wool, linen, or cotton for a cotton garment, it would not be kosher. Umachriya Ramah kedehezu, and the Ramah paskins like this interpretation of Rava in the Gemara. Shekein sviruluhu rov achronim kirova lidrosh min kanof. That most of the achronim hold like this derivation that Rava said to teach us that all garments are chayev, and the whole diuk of tzemer u'pishtim is that they can pater any type of garment, but if you're not using tzemer u'pishtim tzitzis themselves, then you must use the same material of the beged for the tzitzis. Ushma mina, the kol minei beged chayev min haTorah b'tzitzis, and we see from here that all garments are obligated from the Torah if they're four-cornered to have tzitzis. Just v'yeh mimin habegin. And if it's not wool or linen, it just has to be made from the material that the garment is made of. In Sifkot and Hay, the Brewer comments on the Ramah saying, this is the halacha. Not necessarily. V'yore shamayim yachmir al atzmo. A God-fearing person should be machmir on himself. Lochush l'dei harishona, to be concerned with the opinion of the Mechaber. V'yaseh talis shel tzemer. He should make his talis godol out of tzemer. And some suggest that even the talis cotton has to be made out of wool. Kedei sheyizchayiv b'tzitzis min haTorah l'kul yama. In order to obligate yourself every second of the day when you're wearing your talis cotton and certainly your talis godol, you should be fulfilling the mitzvah on a daraisa level and not on a darabana level only. The nochon sheyaseh bein b'talis godol bein b'talis cotton shel tzemer. And therefore, both the talis godol and the talis cotton should be made out of wool. This is a very serious issue because cotton and other materials are far more comfortable, sturdier, and more durable, and more easily cleaned than wool. And therefore, if one is obligated to wear wool, this may cause significant difficulty, especially in hot weather and when one is sweaty. So how do we paskin? So certainly the psak of the Mishnah Berurah is that one should be machmir. And this is the opinion of many gedolim. And there are many reasons for this. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down that in this way you're also yotzei the opinion of the Maharam Rutenberg, holds that woolen tzitzis can only be used for a woolen garment, exempt other types of garments. Shulchan Aruch Harav also is very machmir on this, as are many other poskim. This is even true in the summer months when it's very hot and difficult. And Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe brings down that this is a great way to protect oneself, because in time of anger from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody who's not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis on a daraisa level is putting himself potentially at risk. However, the Chazon Ish was noheg like the Vilna Gaon. Dafka wore cotton garments and did not wear linen or wool tzitzis. A number of reasons are given why the Vilna Gaon did this and why the Chazon Ish went against the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, which he normally followed very carefully, and chose to specifically wear non-woolen tzitzis. One of the reasons provided is that the Vilna Gaon wanted to ensure that people who were not such big Talmidei Chachamim and Yarei Shemayim would say it's too difficult to wear woolen tzitzis and wouldn't wear any tzitzis at all. And he therefore said that it would be much better to wear at least tzitzis that are mechuyev on a Darabanu level than not wearing tzitzis at all. He also wanted to show that that is the halacha. We technically pasuk like the Ramah that they are mechuyev on a deraisa level. Others explain the Vilna Gaon wore a talis all day long, so he was mekayim the mitzvah on a deraisa level was woolen talis, and therefore when he wanted to show that the din is like the Ramah, he wasn't necessarily negating the fact that you should also pasuk like the mechaber. Others suggest that he was concerned about one opinion that says that if you wear an undershirt that is made out of linen, on top of that a talis cotton made out of wool, and then you have another garment on top of your talis cotton, that might be an iser of kilayim according to certain opinions, and therefore he was careful not to be over that opinion. Finally, I heard an opinion brought down in the name of Rav Kasriel Kaplan Zatzal, who said that there is a concern, actually, that a woolen garment in the summer might not be called a garment, and therefore might not even be obligated in the wearing of tzitzis because it's uncomfortable to wear and is inappropriate to wear in very hot weather. And therefore, the Chazon Ish specifically told Rav Chaim Kanievsky, this is why he chose not to wear a woolen pair of tzitzis in the summertime when it was hot. However, Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, both Zatzal, say that that is not the case. One should wear a woolen garment. One can wear it even on Shabbos and Rishus HaRabim, even though it's not being worn for comfort. It still is a very important garment, and therefore there's no problem with carrying with it. And they bring down how important it is to wear a woolen garment for your tzitzis, to be yotzei the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber, and Nar the Nar Pashtei. Every person should follow the opinion of his Rebbe. This concludes today's shir.